biggest bargain sale. We're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $28,843 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Welcome to Sale of the Century. If you were not with us on our last show, our champion Ron Browner found a trip to England that he really liked, so he bought it, and with everything else, he left us with over $10,000 in cash and prizes. We wish Ron well on that trip to England. So we have three new challengers out here tonight. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello there, Summer.
Hello.
Three new players?
Yes.
Who did you bring us?
Our first contestant in Ben's products used in the telephone industry. From Rancho Mirage, California, help welcome Don Smith.
Hi, Don.
Our second contestant is a service coordinator for a major computer firm originally from Caribou, Maine. Let's greet Diana Thompson.
Hello, Diana.
Our third contestant is a girls softball coach originally from Waukegan, Illinois. Here is Preston Gartley.
Hi, Preston. And we'll see you later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Don, let's get acquainted with these nice people. You invent products used in the telephone industry.
Yeah, Jim, I do. And they're all used in the outside cables, so wherever I go in the country or the world, I get to see my results.
That's
very satisfying.
That's kind of nice.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Good to have you here.
Yep.
And Diana, a service coordinator for a major computer firm. What do you do?
I talk to a lot of really interesting people all day long from all over the country, and I get to use Jim's phone lines.
So you get that one? Good. She's
Don
making money
phone.
For you.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right. Keep
Preston,
it up.
Girls softball coach.
Yes, I coach my daughter's softball team, and I have a lot of fun playing around with the girls.
I would think so. It's nice to get involved with the youngsters, too. That's good to have you here as well. Let's start these people off with $20, and I'll start you off with this question. In the comic strip Peanuts, what kind of creature is Woodstock? Preston?
A bird.
He is indeed a bird. $5 for the correct answer. Preston goes to $25. Your daughter would have never forgiven you if you didn't get that one right, Preston.
True.
Which two tools appear on the Soviet flag? Preston.
Hammer and sickle.
You got them both. Hammer and sickle it is. Preston with two in a row to 30. Who sits in the Oval Office? Preston.
The president.
Yeah, he's very quick with that buzzer, Don and Diana, and he goes to 35. According to the adage, what can't you teach an old dog? Preston again.
New tricks.
Yes, indeed. Four in a row for Preston. Named after a region in northeastern France, this popular quiche contains cheese and bits of bacon. Don.
Lorraine.
That's right. Quiche Lorraine it is. Don has heard from. And he goes to 25. However, it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Preston, you already have a $15 lead over Don. Remember, a sales surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Preston, Norman Nerd is here with us. Take a look at this.
Preston, here's the answer to Telephone Blog. This great collection of phones for the different rooms of your home. Decorator styles in leather, lucite, and brass. Furnished by Futuretronics. This exciting assortment of telephones are normally priced at $494. And today on Sale of the Century, they are yours for only $7.
Preston, you already have... Hang up the phones, Norman. Good, you got nice, wonderful. Don, you got a new invention to try to get us out of this?
I'll work on it, Jim.
Preston, you have a $15 lead. Should you buy these phones? It's a lot of phones, $494 worth of wonderful phones for $7. Your lead would be $8. Need the phones, maybe?
Well, always can use an extra phone, of course.
You're going to look like there's four of them there. And it looks like there's... $100 in cash to go with it, making it over $500. $594 bargain for $7. You still have an $8 lead. Diana says you should buy it. I'm going to say going once, going twice, and no sale. Preston did not want to buy. Hangs on to a $15 lead, and we are back with this. Cosmo's Helen Gurley Brown published the first male nude centerfold. Diana.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds posed for it. Yes, indeed. In what European country would you be if you were strolling through a resort called Saint-Tropez? Preston?
France.
France is where you'd be. Preston up to 45. Yes. Recite the first line of Clement Moore's poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Done.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
That's right. And the second line... Oh, he just needed that one. That's right. 'Twas the night before Christmas. The second line, of course, is or not to be, right? Yes, you got five, Don. Time now for the fame game. Buzz in when you have an idea about this famous character. I am a fictional character based on a man named John Reed. I was created by Fran Stryker and George Trendle for a Detroit radio station. I became the star of a radio and movie serial. On TV, I was played by Clayton Moore. Don.
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger it is. Yes, indeed. And Don gets that pick of the board.
Well, you've got to have three, Jim. It's got to be.
And behind number three, we have $600.
Well, of course, $600 in cash. You might have been looking for money cards. He found himself some cash. Because right in your pocket, Don, that's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. That's interesting. The Lone Ranger was based on a real person named John Reed. We'll be right back. We are back with three new challengers after a champion left us with a lovely prize, and three good challengers they are. Preston in the lead at $45, Don at $30, Diana at $25. This question's worth $5. He showed his mettle by winning four track and field, Preston.
Carl Lewis.
Medals in the 84 Olympic Games. You are right. Carl Lewis it is. Preston hits 50. Good anticipation. According to the title of one of the Beatles' biggest hits, all you need is, Preston?
Love.
Love it is. Yes, Preston is 55. I'm Diana. He's very quick with that buzzer. He's got a $25 lead right now. In common phrases, you keep secrets under this item. You hold it in your hand while begging, and a politician throws it into the ring. Don?
A hat.
A hat is exactly what it is. Don, the 35, solid hold on second place. This substance covers more than 70% of the surface. Diana?
Water.
Of the surface of the earth, that water is exactly what it is. And Diana, yes, 70%. Diana goes to 30. But Preston, you didn't want to buy with a $15 lead. Preston, with a $20 lead, now would you like to buy?
Preston, here's a welcome guest to your next party with this lovely five-piece silver-plated tea service from Italy. Contemporary styling furnished by David Orgel. This elegant tea service is normally priced at $950. And today on sale of Century Chores for only $12.
Oh, Preston. You know, Preston, I was talking to your wife, and she's told me there's nothing she wants more in the entire world than that. $12 it would cost you. $950. Beautiful item.
Buy it.
You buy it, says Diana. If you would give that to your wife, I would give... You didn't want $100 in cash with it. How about if I give you $200 in cash? $950 worth of beautiful tea service, $200 in cash for just 12 bucks. You would have an $8 lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Preston doesn't want to buy. I told your wife he wouldn't buy that. Of which international organization was Trigvi Lee the first? Preston?
United Nations.
Secretary General of the United Nations is exactly what it is. Preston hits the $60 mark. Name the type of sculpture popularized by Alexander Calder, which utilizes the movement of suspended or balanced parts. Mobile or mobile. Mobile, that's the type of moving parts, mobile. No one wanted to try that. You could also say Alabama, but that's another name. In what American city will you find Russian Hill, Telegraph Hill, and Knob Hill, Don?
San Francisco.
San Francisco was right, Don. Hits the $40 mark, still within $20 of Preston. Speaking of hills, Hill Street Blues star Michael Warren played basketball. Preston?
UCLA.
That's exactly where he played basketball. My goodness. You are right. Preston goes to 65. Name the federal watchdog agency that's known by the initials FDA. Preston?
Food and Drug Administration.
You got it. Preston at 70 with a $30 lead. Very nicely done. Speaking of government agencies, here's another example of your tax dollars at work. We like to fill you in. There was a $180,000 government study, and it came to the conclusion that, quote, sick people go to doctors more than people in excellent health. We'll be right back. Preston Gartley hasn't wanted to buy anything. He wants that lead. It's a pretty good lead right now. Preston's at 70, Don at 40, Diana at 30. We've added a $15 money card, so right now there's a 10 to 15 up there someplace. We're looking for a famous animal. I am an animal related to mites and ticks. There are more than 29,000 known kinds of us. Some... Preston.
What's a flea?
No dollar value. Stay at 70, but out of the rest of the question, a break for Don and Diana, and we will clear the board and continue for Don and Diana. Some of us are smaller than a pinhead, while others are 10 inches long. Don.
Spiders.
Spider is exactly what it is. Yeah. 29,000 known kinds of us. And Don, you've got a big pick of the board right now.
Well, this time, I think, Jim, since it was three before, it has to be seven.
And behind number seven, we have a multi-action gym. The Vitamaster multi-action gym offers complete range of exercises, including rowing and bench press. Designed to fold easily and quickly for compact storage, furnished by Vitamaster.
Now I ask you, have you ever seen anybody so thrilled in your entire life? God believes in the power of positive thinking. It's got to be right there.
He
wanted that gym set.
Yeah, so my tennis game, maybe, Jim.
So I was thinking with that question, right away you get the interest, that animal related to mites and ticks. I'm always interested in anything related to them. What a silly. Back to business. Preston, you are back in. The development and mass production of what invention is credited to George Eastman? Preston.
Camera.
Camera. Kodak the film. Yes, Preston, up to 75. This Arabic word, meaning fringe, is used for the art of creating decorative articles by knotting rope or string. What is it? Preston?
Macrame.
Macrame is exactly what it is. And Preston now with a $40 lead. Name the comedian who wrote and directed such films as Take the Money and Run and Annie Hall. Don?
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen is right, beating Preston to the buzzer. Don goes to 45. But it is Preston who has stretched out his lead even further. You now have a $35 lead. You didn't want to buy with a $10 lead. You didn't want to buy with a $20 lead. With a $35 lead, can we interest you in this?
Preston, you'll have the times of your life saved with this lightweight color video camera with removable microphone, plus an 8-hour versatile video cassette recorder furnished by Sharp. This great video package is normally priced at $1,399, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, Summer, that Preston's wife told me that she wanted to take pictures of their 9-year-old daughter. They don't have any pictures of their 9-year-old. That's, Preston, with a 9-year-old at home, how can you resist $1,399 for $16? You've got a very big lead. So with that lead, $35 lead, I am going to leave the price right where it is. You want this lovely video equipment, it'll cost you $16 and you would still have a big lead. Going once.
Buy two.
Going twice. And now he'll buy. Good job. What a great time to buy. Sale surprise goes with it. Oh, Preston, you haven't wanted to buy. You finally bought. Terrific. I know the family's going to enjoy that. I was teasing about that, but it will be great to take pictures of your daughter with that. And it wouldn't be too bad to also put this in your pocket. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, $900 in cold cash. Almost $2,300 for just $16. We knocked the $16 off your score. Preston, as promised, you still have a good size lead. Don and Diana will try to catch him as we go down to the wire right after this. Enjoy that, Preston. Great fun. Now, Preston was telling me he needed something like that with his 9-year-old daughter. Enjoy that lovely video equipment and the cash, and you still enjoy the lead. Preston at 64, Don at 45, Diana at 30. We're back with this. According to the Bible, what unusual weapon did David use? Preston?
Slingshot.
Slingshot, either one acceptable. Our judge previously told me that we'll accept sling or slingshot to slay the giant Goliath, and you've got another five. Yes. Name the Army post where the U.S. government keeps a depository. Preston?
Fort Knox.
With more than $6 billion in gold, Fort Knox in Kentucky, you are right over the $70 mark. In his long screen career, this actor portrayed Michelangelo, John the Baptist. Preston?
Charlton Heston.
You are right with three in a row, and Preston gets that money back very quickly from that big buy. Well, we've added a $25 money card up there on the board. A lot of money cards up there. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a monarch who played an important role in history. When I married in 1469, two large kingdoms were united. In 1485, I was approached by a man with an interesting idea. Preston?
Isabel?
I'm sorry?
Isabel?
Isabella in Spanish. Our judge is shaking his head. You are right.
Oh.
We were talking about Columbus and Queen Isabella. It is. Preston took a chance, paid off with a big pick of the board.
Oh, right in the middle. Number five.
And behind number five, we have
$400. Our pick again.
Preston's got a pretty good lead right now. You've got $79 to Don's $45. Do you want to put $400 in your pocket, or do you think you might need one of those money cards?
Number nine.
And behind number nine, we have
$25.
The big one. Hit that big money card. Very quickly, where were the 10 and 15?
Behind the number one and the number six.
But he found the big one. And Preston, we add that to your score. He's over the $100 mark. It is Catch Preston time as we finish up the game with a speed round. Preston at $104, Don at $45, Diana at $30. For Don and Diana, I can only say good luck. You've got some catching up to do, but a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What branch of the military is looking for a few good men? Preston.
The Marines.
Right. According to the old legend, what disaster was the work of Mrs. O'Leary's cow? Preston.
Great Chicago Fire.
Right. What dried fruit gives us raisins? Diana.
Prunes.
Wrong. What kind of animal would you be if you were registered with the AKC? Preston.
A dog.
Right. Name the city in Ohio known as the rubber capital of the world. Don.
Akron.
Right. What was the famous nickname of World War I flying ace? Don.
Baron von...
Time. Which European capital stands astride the Tiber River? Don.
Rome.
Right. What's the special term for a family of lions? Preston.
Pride.
Right. On what great river will you find Hoover Dam? Preston.
The Colorado.
Right. What is the nickname of cattle thief and killer William H. Bonney? Preston.
Billy the Kid.
Right. Name the Massachusetts town made famous in 1692 by Preston.
Salem.
Right. Ooh. Name the Civil War general who was famed for his fiery march through Georgia. Preston.
Lee.
Wrong. What country gave us the... Time is up, and Preston with a big win. Congratulations. Wow. $134. Very nicely done, Preston. Back with our new champion in just a moment. First of all, the march through Georgia, it was Sherman. Sherman's march to the sea. Remember that one? And you answered correctly. The Massachusetts town, I was going to say, by its notorious witchcraft trials in 1692, it was indeed Salem. And Don, you gave me the question rather than the answer as time was running out. I was going to ask you, World War I flying ace Baron von Richthofen. We wanted the nickname, which is the Red Baron. His name was Richthofen. And dried fruit gives us raisins. Grapes. We've got to say goodbye to Don and Diana. Yeah. Well, Don, I'm glad you got a chance to pick something up. You've got that gym. You've got $650 in cash.
Right.
You're over $1,000 in cash and prizes. Not too bad. Thank you for joining us, sir. Diana didn't pick up anything along the way. Preston just kind of shot in there. We thank you. We've got the cash in front of you.
Time.
Thank you for being with us. That's nice to hear. Thank you, Diana. But it is our new champion, Preston Gartley, who joins me. Come on, Preston. Let's go shopping with a big $134. That's a big win. Very big win. $134. You did some buying as well. Here you stand, $134, very easily. All you have to do is say yes, and you can also walk away with this.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip through all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And you've got $134, so very easily you can afford that. And what Jay was saying really is $3,000 in cash. You could take that with everything else you've picked up. That'll put you well over the $5,000 mark, and you could leave us. Now, you know that we change our shopping merchandise every five shows. Everything is going to change. And you've been made aware that as everything changes, $85 would buy a beautiful stereo system. The next thing up the line for you, you would need a win with $41 more to get to a total of $175 is an exercise machine, very lovely. Beautiful ladies' watch your wife might enjoy. She told me that she wanted that.
Talk to her more than I do.
Then there's something that Preston really likes is a speedboat. A trip to China is beautiful. The car is going to change. It'll be this lovely automobile. If you can't make up your mind, how about all the prizes on the stage for $640? $750 gets you all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $56,000.
That's rising. So, Preston, your decision, you can take $3,000 in cold cash with everything else you've picked up and leave us. You can buy $3,000 in cash for $134 or put the money in the bank and play on. You think about it for a moment. I'll count the money, and we will be back. Talking to the fine champion, Preston Gartley, and you're marking $134 is one very big total. But all you would have needed is 85 of it to walk away with the $3,000 in cash and everything else you picked up along the way. But you could put the 134 in the bank. The next thing is the exercise machine, then the ladies' watch. That's very close. 260, you've got 134. You can maybe get that on the very next show.
I know you're eyeing the speedboat, however. We don't make it easy for you,
no,
do we, Preston?
That's for sure.
The decision right now, take this cash and everything else you've picked up and leave us, as our champion did last night, or put your 134 in the bank and play on. Preston, what's it going to be?
I'm going to play on, Jim.
You're going to play on. You are eyeing that speedboat, I think.
Sure.
He likes the boat. Will he make it? Well, we'll find out. We'll have a couple of new challenges out here. We will add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. The cash jackpot goes to $57,000 and continues to rise. Preston's money is in the bank. Two new challengers. Have a nice weekend, and we'll see you Monday evening on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.